welcome to the Fantasy Wargaming Podcast. We're your hosts,
Paul
and Tony.
Hey.
I thought I'd create an awkward silence there for you as we both nod at each other.
We're back. We thought we'd have a bit of a chat about an upcoming event that you're going to, mate. A bit exciting.
Yes, I'm off to Art of War, which is only a week away, so we thought we'd have a little look at that. And, start looking at such things as the scenario pack that I probably should have looked at before submitting a list.
Yeah, I must say, mate, I'm quite envious. I've always wanted to go to Art of War. It's one of the biggest Ninth Age events and has been for a while because the guy's put in so much effort. But alas.
I know, that restraining order for that girl in Bristol, it just becomes a problem every year. What was it, 6 miles? What did you flash at her, mate?
Should have known better. Should have known better at the time. It's always half term week. So for me, kids, family, always gets in the way. I've tried, but alas, always
that's
found.
It. My four are on half term, which is why I'm going to be in Bristol.
Yay! You know, jammy git. So who's running it this year, mate? Well, it's the same guys, isn't it?
Yep, so it's Dan and Ryan. Art of War 6. And I'm excited. So it's one of the softer tournaments, soft as in, not soft scores come into play, but there's a big emphasis on painting, effectively.
Yeah.
In terms of the games, all of the books are open, including the supplemental, Giants, etc. But yeah, there's a strong contention for multiple painting competitions. Should we talk about that first? I mean,
it's definitely on the rule of cool wins in this place, doesn't it? It's like they've got their own dedicated scenarios, which we'll cover in a minute. There's Ryan and Dan have definitely made clear, like they've got best army, first, second, and third, not just one. Again,
with best army has to be the army you've taken with you.
Yeah, that's it. And then, do you want to talk about the other categories? Have you got them in front of you?
Nope, so talk away.
Okay, so I've got, he's got best single model, infantry. You got best monster or war machine. You got best unit, best display board wanker. Sorry, display board. The old days. And new this year, best centaur, courtesy of Craig, I believe, which is a hybrid creature. So,
well, I think only Craig actually has centaurs, but whether he wins, different matter.
Well, this is it. Anybody's got the opportunity. I think they've been talking about different hybrid creatures that you could bring. So anything that's like part something else, you can enter into that particular category. But gotcha. It's nice. It promotes you kind of. Are you going to bring anything with you, mate? You've got a decent painted collection.
Thinking that I might. Well, Matty P inspired me with his plan of taking his best painted stuff along. I mean, best infantry model. I don't know, really. I mean, I'll grab a couple of bits and throw them in anyway. Something that hasn't seen the light of day for a while. And in the desperate hope of getting a prize.
Something. It's nice, yeah. Though. Cause it really does kind of promote more in the scene, doesn't it? It's one of the only events that does a little bit more than just a best army nod. They're really pushing the hobby, which I really like.
Yeah. So, yes, I'll probably take some of my Warriors army along, maybe.
Yeah. And then you've got the traditional, like, first, second, third. Best in race is back, sir. Because
is it?
Yeah. Again, back in the... You got a large...
Should have been tactical and tried to get a vermin army up. A proxy empire vermin.
I thought the Empire you'd be pretty safe with, but there's three of you. So
yeah,
just no vermin players though. That's crazy, isn't it? I will come on to that in a little bit. But people are missing a trick there. Three at the Masters, none at Art of War. What's going on? But anyway,
that's it. I mean, there's a good spread. There's every army but vermin. Oh, it's what, 50 summit players, is it? 50, 60 players?
60 plus, yeah. 60 plus. Most of the books are, even the auxiliary books, I think a few of the books are missing. You got the Vermin is the main big one that's missing. And then a couple of the auxiliary books, like the Dread Fleet, I don't think is there. Makar isn't there. But you got Hobgoblins, you got Astlanders, you got Legions of Sin. What's the other one? Oh, there's no cultists. In fact,
Giant.
there's no
There's
somebody.
some.
Oh, there's some
There's.
giants in there.
Yep.
There are some giant, amazing amount of dragons. I was quite impressed with the amount of dragons when we were going through the list. I think that's a,
In my
again, not a
defense,
focus.
I don't have an Empire Dragon, so I've not taken one.
Always the hobby gamer, weren't you?
Yeah.
Your three cannons and two steam tanks. I don't have a dragon.
Exactly. Yeah, that's it. If it, but yeah, but steam in the old days, steam tanks without cannons on them,
That's
just
very true.
holding stuff up for six turns. But
I think I'm over with your one plus armor, saying.
oh, the good old days.
Fun,
Well,
fun.
again, hobby player. I've not taken artillery. I've not taken a steam tank. I
No.
am all about the fluff because, of course, I probably should be, like I'm saying, I've taken Empire,
Would you want to
thinking
run
I'd
through
be
your
the
list?
only one.
Oh,
Well,
do you
not
want to
really.
chat about your list a bit? Why you've taken it?
I don't really.
Don't have
Yeah.
to give away all your secrets, but.
Well, first of all, I've got to find it in here. So, come on, where's Empire? So, I mean, there's, yeah, Ben Crouch, Darren, and myself get taken Empire. And I've gone for, three wizards, two on buff wagons, a prelate, running around with a great weapon and the locket and Ranger's boots.
Fluff gamer, fluffy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know, because everybody's scared of that prelate on foot.
My ancestors, he ran away
He was, wasn't he?
very fast.
That was really fun. So I've put the Ranger's boots on it, so that essentially, yeah, as you ran in with your ancestor, we had a warm-up game, didn't we? So
Yeah.
as you ran up towards me with your ancestor, the priest just ran across in front of a unit in front of you, and then as you whizzed off round, I just repeatedly cock-blocked you,
Yeah, it's quite fun to
which,
do with a model that's like 200 and something points.
yeah.
So
And
I'm not
eventually, there was
fighting
a position where you
it.
couldn't avoid me anymore, and I charged. He just ran away. Yeah.
Ran away like a girl twice.
And
So, but
to add insult to injury, you sent in Ted the Forsaken one, and I pinged
yes,
off the last wound.
I know he needed to die, but you know, you flattened him. We died together, didn't we, in an embrace. But I don't know, you killed
No,
him.
he
Yeah,
didn't. I
I
carried on
did two
chasing
wounds
your
to him.
ancestor around at
Yeah,
that
I
point.
did two wounds to him. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So sorry, what else you got on your list? You got a prelate.
Where was I? Yeah, a marshal waving a flag. It's got some knights. Got some heavy infantry with a couple of support units. Got a couple of units of militia, including one in full skirmish formation. A few rioters and a couple of units of flagellants. So all in all, a bit of everything, quite fluffy.
Yeah, looking forward to playing with it.
Yeah, but it'll be the Empire factor. I'll be three games in and thinking, why did I bring this?
They promise so much, don't they?
These are
So
all the synergies and rules I've forgotten. I need to write them all down on cards,
this is it.
put them
Make
on the
sure you've got
table in
your.
front of me.
Again, when we were playing, there was like, don't like half an inch out of your bubble, or forgot
Yeah,
about that special rule, or
exactly.
prelate's got divine attacks. We both learnt that. When I read the rule book the other day, it was like,
Playing against Matt, and he suddenly said, "Oh yeah," and of course the militia, because they're they don't cause panic checks, do they? And he's like, "Oh,
yeah,
only in parent units," and I was like, "Oh no!"
they
So suddenly my buff wagons at the back started taking leadership checks as they got running through. It's yeah,
squeaky bum time, sir.
that's it. So,
All
should
right.
we talk about lists first or the scenarios first? We've started on my list now.
We've started lists, mate. Any particular favourite bit bounce between the two
So,
of
rather than
the
running through all 60 lists and then rating them in order, which we're obviously deeply unqualified to do, well, you made it to the Masters,
Nah, mate, I'm still
and
on
I made it
the
to the pub, so.
list. I think the thing is as well that really needs to be said, ultimately, you can take anything you want. If you're a decent player, you're gonna do well. So it'll be interesting to see how some of these fluffier lists do actually compete, because I think Ninth Age is fairly well balanced. There is some bent stuff going here, which would be a lot of fun. We'll talk about a couple of those lists, but What's your favorite first one? Anything that jumps out at you in no
So,
particular?
I am going to start with the Warriors, and I'm going to choose Andreas Bock.
He was on my hit list. He's the guy with the
Yeah.
chosen, isn't he?
Two units of 10 chosen with great weapons, Wrath, standard bearer with a banner of speed and full command. Oh, how glorious it would be there to watch them running towards you. 20 wounds of killing machine.
Twice. It's two
Yeah.
units of them. They got two units
Twice. I think if I managed to play everything just right, I'd be able to kill the first unit before the second one ran through me army. So.
it's the rest of it as well, though. It's not just two units
Oh,
of.
yeah. Sorry. So, I mean, he's
Or
got an
isn't it?
exalted, he's got a sorcerer. Yeah, with Destiny's Call. 25 sloth warriors with a zealots banner. Soft and fluffy. Although no weapon upgrade or anything. So they're just sword and board. But then spike shields are a pain in the ass to start with.
They are for Empire, yeah.
Yeah. 10 warhounds. Two units of chosen. 700 points each. And
Ching,
I'd say they're good value, aren't they?
ching. I was running Greed Warriors and I was happy enough with them. But then
Yeah.
was he got Sloth Knights as well or something, hadn't he?
And then 10 Sloth Knights.
And a Forsaken.
And a Forsaken one.
Yeah, that
So,
broke my heart.
oh dear. I mean, where would you start against that lot? It's just going to run across the board and get you, isn't it?
At least you've got guns and flagellants. You have answers. You just
Yeah, I mean,
don't reveal the flank of your flagellants to the chosen. That'd be my advice.
I think there's a lesson to be learned there from our warm-up game. I mean, you're very cocky for someone who had one chosen left at the end of the game.
Yeah, but he was the champion and he kicked ass.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was a game of ridiculous luck on two halves, wasn't it, really? But no, anyway, two chosen units of Wrath. It'd be interesting to see how he does over the weekend because on paper it looks horrific. But I don't know how he'd
Is.
do against some of the matchups, but there's just some armies that just won't be able to touch it.
I basically chose that because it's going to run up and kick your teeth in.
Yeah, it's fun. It's like a blunt baseball bat. All the baseball bats are sharp.
Rather than a normal, yeah, I was going to say rather than a sharp baseball
I'm
bat.
thinking a really, really nasty baseball bat, you know, one of those with big spikes on it and everything. Just. See your face. But I'm going to shout my first one was more along the lines of just running through lists. And I thought, rule of cool wins here. Somebody's taken not only a dragon, but a Pegasus and a Manticore. And his name is Henry P. Miller. And I thought, touche, sir. Well, good on you. And then the rest of his list is pretty irrelevant, apart from the Kraken and the Mist Leviathan at the bottom of the rift, which I thought, you know what? Kudos, mate. You've got three characters there, all are flying around. And you've got two kind of big griblies around. The rest of his list is like spearmen and corsairs and, you know, general dread elf stuff. But yeah, that for me, I thought that looks like quite a fun list to play with.
And
Quite
plus, I heard he hasn't washed his unitard since his last tournament.
no, he won in for a treat. It's February as well.
Yeah, not the time of year. Better suited to the summer.
So yeah. Henry's my first punt. Who's up? Who's second up on your list?
Oh, I've got a soft spot for UD as always, and I've chosen Hugh's list purely on the last three entries in it. So he's gone for UD with, staff, UD stuff. And then it gets to the end of the list and it goes Sphinx, Sphinx, Dread Sphinx.
Yay!
Yeah, get in there.
He's bought Sphinx's back. I say
That's
back.
it.
Other people were using Sphinxes when you were using Colossus. So
That's true.
interesting.
It's whether people can roll sixes. And if it's against me, the answer is no. No, I can't roll sixes. So, but I think those last. I mean, he's got double Scorpion and triple Sphinx, so it's an interesting mix at the end.
It's a solid list, isn't it? They got the Necropolis Guard there as well with the paired weapons. You got some tanky stuff that you'd expect to see, but then he's got the added flavor of those two Sphinxes and the Dread Sphinx as well. It
Yeah.
just looks like a fun list to play with, which is what I'm all about, which is why I quite like Andy Barton's list. VC list, which one I think he's done a bit of character on his list writing anyway, with the vegan vampire army, the fasting and the furious. He's got a dude on a dragon, although he did miss out with a colossal dragon, which is a little bit disappointing. But basically, he is an apprentice, and then you got an Osferatu on a monstrous revenant, which is a wizard adept, and that's his magic for VC. It's like, okay. But then he's got some fun stuff in there, like the Dark Coach, 10 Spectral Hunters, and then a Shrieking Horror. Haven't seen one of those for a little while. But
it's those big bases.
Yeah, I'm quite liking the idea of... I'm anticipating what his army will look like, because obviously I'm not there, I'm not going to see it, but I'm assuming because he's put such character into his army list, his army's going to look really cool. No pressure, Andy. Let's see what he brings. But yeah, I just like the way he's made his list a little bit fluffy. And I like his unit options. He's got everything in there that I don't have in my army, apart from some skeletons, which is interesting to see. So it'll be I don't know how he will do. I don't know if it's a particularly strong list. I mean, those two vampires are pretty punchy at 8/7/5 and 7/9/5 each. But I don't know. VC really rely on raising and stuff. But hey, rule of cool. That's what I've gone for.
Those black coaches have wound me up. So the amount of times it's just on one wound and you can't kill the sodding thing. It just... Yeah. And then it gets in combat and they get a wound back. And you just... Oh, just...
Yeah. See, my experience with Dark Coach is it goes into combat, fluffs, and then dies through combat risk. It's like, no! It's why I was so hesitant to ever commit my Colossal Zombie Dragon. It's like, the one time I did was against you.
Yeah, that's great.
I was like, spattered my attacks and then got flanked and destroyed in a single round by combat res. It was like, oh, now I remember why I didn't fight with him for 1,250 points.
I remember that game. I was there the whole time going, you just shouldn't be allowed a dragon. You just sit at the back with it. You should be ashamed of yourself. You put your dragon in turn two, lose it. And I'm just there going, well, what did you do that for?
Why? The honest answer is, should have run straight through you. Yeah. This is the danger.
Should have, would have, could have.
Discipline tests with VC, you just fall over.
Yeah.
But, who else you got on your hit list?
Now, I have to point out with our hit list, by the way, we don't expect any of these armies to do very well. I'm not saying they're not going to do very well, but this is not a list of, you know, honed armies that are going to win. Well, they may win the tournament, but well, like I say, what would we know? But the third one, I've chosen Mark Greenshill purely because he's got an ancient dragon with a high prince. He's got a commander with a regal dragon, and then he's got an initiate of the fiery heart, so triple dragon, and then he's got a mage on an eagle and an eagle.
Pretty flappy, isn't it?
And then he's got some elves in there. Elves, whatever. But yeah,
doing really well recently as well. I think he's gonna do well this event. No pressure, Mark. Welcome back to the scene. But yeah, like you say, I think he's definitely got the rule of cool there with his army. He's got the three dragons there. It's a pretty tasty magic phase as well. What has he got? A master on Cosmo, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
Yep. Yeah. That's it. Mage, giant eagle, wizard, master, Cosmo, light armor, and destiny's cool.
I was just going to give a shout out for just a couple of other players. One was the Andreas Jessen with his Legions of Sin for taking the most sizable character at 1,175. Still not quite the colossal zombie dragon build that I took at the 1,250 mark, where you're terrified of throwing it in. But this guy's a miser. He's no vampire lord. So I don't know what he's actually going to do with it. It's just like a tanky 13, almost 1,400 points if you include the general bonus of just, can you get me, I suppose. Unless I'm incredibly ignorant and the Legions of Sin, but he's just ridiculous and I'm missing a trick. But
well, we were going to record about an hour ago, weren't we? But what we actually did was sat there staring at Legions of Sin book, scratching our head, yeah, arguing about what different sentences meant.
Yeah, does it affect both armies? Or is it just one army? And the Hoarders get their smothering coils and their interesting tentacle claw thingies, which is, yes, they do.
Clenching claws or whatever they're called. So, yeah. So 12 Hoarders should be deeply ashamed of yourself. I mean, On the deeply ashamed front, I suppose we could talk about some pretty shameful behaviour. Which is all the dwarf players. Sorry, have you got any other army you want to pick apart?
It's five of them.
Five.
But people think that it's fun to bring dwarves to an event. I mean,
our least favourite army, isn't it, dwarves? So have you looked through the dwarves? Have you got an army, not a favourite dwarf army, but a least favourite? Because I've had a look, and my least favourite would be Jack Austin's. Now it is still a dwarf, but it's got, you know, three dragon seekers. And there's dragons everywhere. So surely that must be, you know, honed to the environment. And so I think Jack basically has to count up how many dragons he bags over the weekend with dragon seekers.
Yeah. I mean, if you're looking at really strong lists, I would say Jack has got a list there that's very competitive. He knows what he's doing with it. It looks like it's fun to play for him.
Yeah.
It's not going to be sitting in a corner. It's going to be running straight at you. Which is why I'm a little bit... Go over there, dwarf. Stay in your corner. Yeah.
So does Jack Austin get your least favourite?
Well, I think between...
least favourite. It's got to be a double negative with dwarves.
I can't pick a dwarf and say... Even having favourite in the sentence doesn't... It just makes... Bit sick. Can't say.
The thing is, they look so good, don't they? Like the infantry bunkers of dwarves. They look great.
No, it's dwarves. Ban them. Ban them from
aesthetically for painting, I mean. Like old style, metal dwarves, ranked up.
No.
The Imperial Dwarf box set.
No, still hate dwarves.
I think Matt's the only other person old enough to know what I'm talking about, but
No, recognise the models. About the same kind of time you had those Heroes of the Empire, which some of my favourite models are Matt's as well. I quite like those old box sets. I suppose other one I just wanted to give a little nod to was Craig. I think, as always, Craig's done something a bit fun. He's brought his centaurs back out. How he will do with them is yet to be seen. But, hey, it's Craig. He'll have some fun with them, and everybody else will whinge that he's just running around throwing stuff at him.
Was it 58 centaurs?
It's something stupid like that. Yeah. Was that
I 15, think 13? The last time I used Empire...
Oh, some characters.
I was going to say, yeah, but the last time I used Empire
62 centaurs, 66.
Was that team tournament where we played Craig in the last round.
Oh, this is the ambush, was it?
That's it, where we managed to thread the centaurs and ambushes in between my units due to my, you know, wonderful castling skills. So
this was us at game five. We were doing middle of the table, weren't we?
Middle of the table.
We weren't bottom, but we definitely weren't like high flying.
We were quite near the bottom.
We had won two games earlier in the event, hadn't we? So
that was the day I didn't turn up, wasn't it?
We were doing well day one, and then day two you turned up and replaced the guy who was acting as your thing. I remember we played team. I ended up with Warren, didn't I? And I got a very hard 10-10 draw. And I looked around and said, right, how have you guys all got on? Spanked. I was like, oh, so close. We got utterly pasted that last round.
Bolded like a Rizzler with the same resistance. So annoyingly, he's brought that army back and I've got the Empire again.
Hey! Different Empire list, they say. You'll be fine. You've got stuff to throw back at him now. This is the thing, you can't just run around. Well, you could run around you. You don't have that much range, actually, do you? You just got rioters and a few militia.
Yeah.
And loads of magic missiles. It'll be fine. So they're our favourite lists. Who will do well? Who knows?
None of the lists that we chose for the reason that we chose them.
Oh, I think Mark's got
and Andreas with those chosen.
And then the Legion of Sin army, I think, is going to be...
Well, that could just confuse people.
I don't know if it's the same list that a guy Scrub was using at an event. Where he just got 100 points in a team of one. I can't remember exactly if that's the same list or not, if the guys just ripped it from Scrub, but it was pretty horrific.
12 hoarders.
Yeah, I know. It's the fact that Lemur's got like the static combat res for every single round of combat they're stuck in, and the greed power and all that lot. It's got some interesting synergies. Read the book before you fight it, would be my recommendation. Then shoot it. Make it go away, Tony. Shoot him at range. Don't fight him.
I'll bear that in mind with my two units of irregular, well, one unit of irregular militia.
Yeah, just trying to find him. Run away. Run away.
Run away. Yeah, that, well, they will run away.
Like his entire army has swift stride on, I think.
I suppose we should also mention Ninth Age personality Matt Perris.
Oh, yeah.
With his,
I know what he's running. Go on.
He's running a good old aggressive combat Sylvan Elf list.
Yeah.
Vanguard in Forest Rangers. So me and Matt played an online game, which essentially we set up on the hard on the deployment lines and then ran at each other, was declaring charges from turn one. Empire versus Sylvan. Just going to show that neither of us really understand how to play the game. Successfully.
What was the result then? He says.
The result was that Matt can't roll a 5 on a charge.
And so, that resulted in you splattered him, or
That resulted in. Well, do you remember when we played and I gave you the I trapped your chosen by giving them the flank of the flagellants.
Oh yes, that cunning plan.
Yeah, well, by he tricked me into the flank of the Rangers by rolling a 4 for a charge.
Ah, okay.
And needing a 5, so. He did the opposite. He gave the flagellants a flank. Oh no, I think it was the Knights, which then cascaded into various other units in a typical Sod's Law. So again, not actually Matt. He just one dice roll and it screwed him.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Well, hopefully he gets a little bit of luck this event because he's been on the back of a bit of a losing streak. He was saying so.
Well, and obviously the way ahead to do it, because other people, I think, just haven't understood the Sylvan Elf book, and they keep taking, Pathfinders and
Druid Masters,
War Dancers, and
Cosmo and Shamanism Mages.
Josh with his three Druid, Shamanism,
Cosmo
Druidism, I mean, War Dancers, are they really a power unit? And Pathfinders, are they really a power? You know what you want. You want Rangers vanguarding ahead on their own. Matt knows what he's doing.
It'll be fine. Main thing is, it should be fun. So,
yeah.
Do you want to talk about...
And a 600-point... Oh, I didn't realise it was 600 points. A 600-point forest prince on an elk on his own.
With an armour save of...
Like 3 up or something. Destiny's cool.
Oh, okay. All right, so not quite in his pants, but... A little bit creepy.
Yeah, but that's his magic face.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, yeah, Matt has gone balls in.
Wow, it'll be fun. Let's see if he enjoys playing with it. That's the important thing.
It's going to look good.
Well, I was going to say, is he still using his urban guys? Is
it we played on... Maybe he's painted up a completely new army. He might have done.
Maybe. Who knows? Well, we shall see. But one of the other things I'm really envious about not going to this event is the fact they've actually taken the time to write 5 completely different scenarios, which aren't completely ridiculous either, actually. I think they look pretty cool. I mean, we won't go through them in detail because there's quite a bit of detail. Read the scenario back. Even if you're not going to the event, if you live in a different country, even if you want an example of how to spice up Ninth Age, this is one of the ways to do it. Any particular scenario that jumps out at you that you like the look of?
I quite like the second scenario, regifting the eighth sin. So essentially, it's 3 markers, 3 tokens down the middle. But to win the secondary, it's the player with a unit carrying the marker whose center is closest to the opponent's long table edge.
So it's almost like spoils, but with breakthrough, isn't it?
Yes. Well, I was just wondering about this, because I'd taken it as the first time I read it. 3, I've only just spotted this. I probably should have thought about it before we actually played. I've just read it differently the second time. So you've got three tokens, and I'd assumed, if one person gets two tokens into the opponents, they win, but that's not what it says.
Nope, it's the
Winning the
person.
secondary objective. At the end of the game, the player with a unit carrying a marker whose center of unit is closest to the opponent's long table edge wins the secondary.
Yeah.
So, if I've got a big infantry unit, that objective will be the center of the unit, isn't it? So I'll suddenly have to deploy them into line to get them right up against the edge. Do you see what I mean?
Company-wide.
Yeah. My 45 infantry trudging over there is like, ooh. And then, yeah, quick.
Redeploy, and then
Don't.
not only do you have to redeploy, you've then got to walk forward onto the table edge after you've gone wide, because you've got to walk off the table edge and then reform. Can you? You've got to
Yeah.
reform wide and then walk towards the table edge.
So what I've got to do essentially is make sure that I play that game against like a Warriors player with 25 mil bases, and then just get one of my 20 mil bases on their table edge
That's it.
in line, and I just win. I just beat you.
That's
So
it.
I like it even more. I've read it a second time because I've bought 20 mil bases, and there's 25 mil base players there thinking, oh no.
Potentially. That's if they don't kill you first with their two
Well,
blocks
there is that. That's
of
yeah, that's it. Two units are
chosen.
chosen.
Beat the crap out of you, and then just kind of, they don't even have to get near your table edge. They'll be the only ones holding the objective at the end of the game.
Yeah,
Take
it's in fact still in the middle of the table, and they
that.
still get
Take that, Mr. 20 mil base.
Yeah.
Curb stomped. Yeah, I like quite a lot of them. I mean, the most obvious one is the Incarnate Beast, which looks a lot of fun, but I'm going to pick the one at the end, the Great Escape, with this like portal that keeps shrinking in size. I must say, I misread it completely at the beginning, but now we've kind of reread it. I really like it. It's like hold the center, but different, because you kind of start 12 inches away from the middle.
So yeah,
Basically.
in turn two, it's hold the center, and in turn two, it's units within 12 inches of the center
Count, yeah.
count. End of turn three, it's units within 9. End of turn four, it's units within 6. 5 is 3 inches, and then 6 is 1 inch. So by turn six, it's basically whoever's on the center. But on turn two, it's basically the person with the most scoring units.
Yeah, within 12. That's it.
Yeah, but you can get a lot of scoring units within 12, can't you?
Yeah, and it's refused flank as well. I mean, I like the way that they've kept the different deployments, the different deployment types, but the scenarios really just help to spice the game up a little bit, which I think ninth really needs. I think the basic game of ninth is so good, but the scenarios, we've kind of played them to death. Do you know what I mean? There's only so many times you can play the same scenario. So having more scenarios in the game just spices it up, I think. And yeah, big scene, 60 players. Who says ninth is dead? What? And then yeah, some really fun looking lists. And
I
every
have to say, just
so
yeah,
cool.
going back, there's a lot of fun lists at this. So we picked, half a dozen between us that jumped out. That's not to say the other ones aren't fun.
No, just the dwarves. But no, but you're right. I think the thing as well that I really want to emphasize is there are no duplicated lists here. Nobody's taking identical lists. Do you know what I mean? It's still, there's so much variety in this game. Even the VC armies, they're all different. They've got some similar stuff in the core and various other bits and pieces, but
Well, I think,
I don't think there's any duplicate lists really, apart from the two guys taking hippogriffs in Kingdom of Equitaine.
I was going to say, no, everybody in KOE is taking a hippogriff.
Yeah, but they have not taken two hippogriffs.
Only Richard has taken two
Oh,
hippogriffs.
with another guy as well has taken two hippogriffs, if I remember
There
rightly.
is a, oh,
Yeah,
it's the
because I
power
was
of.
going to pick out Richard as rule of call, and I thought, oh no, somebody else has done it. Can't do it. Broke my own rule.
See, and that just goes to show you that you needed three hippogriffs.
That's it. Three hippogriffs. If he could squeeze them in, that's what you should have done. Who needs magic? Says Tim Botnick.
Yeah.
Although this list, he has actually brought back his Wizard Master and his two Feldrakil ancestors. So again, another really cool list. Struggles with the fact of seeing it and played against it. Bloody terrifying. But
Yes. I've got an answer to it.
saying that, your prelate's going to be sitting there smiling, just slapping his hammer against his fist. Come on over, Mr.
It's
Ancestor.
never gonna work, is it? There's gonna be fighting champions. I've got no snipes to get champions, so
Ah, you'll be fine. Just wail on the champion first and then beat up the ancestor with
yeah.
your 200 point character. No, it'll be a zoning denial, which would be a lot of fun. So no, it promises, mate, to be an awesome event. Sorry I can't be there, but yeah, looks like really good for the community. I just hope that more events like this continue over the course of the year. I know we wanted to pump the Scottish Championships. I know that it's looking low on numbers at the moment. Again, just I'm frustrated. I can't get up there that weekend. It just doesn't work.
Scotland is so far away from us, isn't it?
It is a bit of a problem. But again, we did it with Kev and Matt, and it was a lot of fun that weekend, wasn't it? But again,
The event's
you've got to
great.
dedicate the time to get up.
Yeah.
You've got to take the whole Friday off, and then almost the Monday as well because of the time. The travelling is...
Even when we drove back afterwards, it was still a, you know, what was it, like 7 hour drive or something, a 6 hour drive.
The long way. It was a long
Yeah.
way. But again, there are people like Ed who tour the country. So, I mean, Ed does the drive constantly, or Wes from right at the bottom down in Kent. He used to drive miles to get to events. So
Yeah.
distance is part of it. But for me, more, it's the 16th and 17th of March. If you can go, we'd thoroughly recommend it. Great venue, great guys. Go support the event.
Is that Curry Pouse around the corner?
Probably, yeah. It's a really good, really nice, pleasant pub that you walk into and get stared at if you speak with an English accent.
We should have stayed in there. I don't doubt we wouldn't have ended up on the dance floor strutting some moves about 3 pints later.
That's it, doing our thing. So so you've got the Scottish Champs. We've got there's an online event that's being run by Ali and Glenn, Simply Ninth. Again, look it up. I think they've put it on the forum, the WhatsApp group. I don't think it's on the forum. But check out our new recruit, 4,000 points. Kept it nice and easy, really. I mean, it's three games of spoils, two games of capture the flag, and just frontline clash every game. So promises to be straightforward. But I think that in itself will change some things up. It's not quite the event I would like, but I'm not running it. So I'm just going to go to that one and enjoy myself and play with a fluffy.
It's an interesting choice, 4,000 points, isn't it? Because something we were talking about is that I think the idea of 4,000 points, it just speeds it up a little bit. But is 500 points off enough to make a noticeable difference? I mean, we've played, Jordan had his 3,000 point event, and that was, you know, because you're essentially a character, a big unit and a little unit down at that point. You know, it's quite noticeable, and you seriously start thinking, do I go magic or do I just skip it completely? And it starts pushing that side of it. But 4,000. I suppose it's you're kind of a unit down, or you know,
it's just
half of a miser.
It's just a little bit different to the norm, isn't it? So kudos for them for running something a bit different. That's the important thing.
Yeah.
So again, just encourage people to sign up. I think that starts 1st of March.
Yep.
And we'll just run for a period of 5 weeks.
When's the Scottish Championships? It's mid-March, isn't it?
Yeah, 16th, 17th.
And that's Stirling again. So
that is Stirling. Sunny Stirling.
Yeah.
So,
I really like the Stirling venue. It's very friendly there, isn't it?
The Stirling venue is good. In fact, I've got a gift voucher that I still have never spent that I got when I entered my necromancer on his floating pyre as a skink on a palanquin, and Ed's wife picked it as her favourite model. Should do the same thing again at Art of War, shouldn't I? Proxy this. Let's see if I can get anywhere with it. But no,
yeah.
It is what it is. So, yeah. And
it's
then
essentially, so the gist of the modelling conversion is that it's an upside down pyramid in scale, isn't it? It fits on a 25 mil base.
What's this, my necromancer?
Your necromancer. But
yeah, he came through massive. I didn't realise how big he was going to be. And then you realise he's on a 40 mil round. You're like, got to fit this onto a 20 mil. So yeah, kind of. He fits nicely onto, I would say, probably a 30-ish round is what I've got him down to. But obviously fitting him into a 20 mil unit, he's, like you say, he's on a... I don't know, what would you call it? A vortex of souls or something as he goes into the air, and then he struts proudly above the skeleton unit. So he's all right. He's fine. Magnets are a great invention. So anyways, watch this space. That's Art of War. Obviously closed now, but keep an eye out for it on new recruit. Good luck, mate. All the best.
And probably things to discuss in the future as well. Actually, for sorted out a venue for a little doubles tournament, seeing one day doubles, but
Yeah.
just have to do something. Been there, researched it in great depth.
Wait, sounds beer.
I was
Woohoo!
going to say research the beer in great. So when the venue opened, I was the first person to buy alcohol,
Good man. Good man.
which disappoints me a lot about our gaming group because I wasn't that early there. I was late anyway, but
Wow. There was other people there as well starting up, wasn't it? But it was his first time. We've been going there playing board games once a month now, haven't we, as well, which is pretty good.
yes,
So
it's very good. I won Wingspan last time. I was very
yeah.
pleased with myself.
Different venue as well. It's nice. It's good trying to support these local guys. So
Yeah.
we come back and
You
then
haven't been in the. So it's in a live music venue. It's split in half. The other side, though, I mean, it's mostly heavy metal, but it's quite good. Me and Barb's have seen quite a few bands there.
that's always good.
So I'm trying to tie it up. I'm keeping an eye out for a particularly good band as well, or a particularly bad band. I wonder if Green Jelly are going again.
Never heard of them. Sounds interesting. So
The
yeah, but anyway.
classics like Three Little Pigs.
Trying to bring back some of the old stuff. Like you say, doubles events is always a bit of fun. You got the team event in May, but I don't know if I can get to that one now because of the weekend. You're screwed because it's Elizabeth's birthday that weekend. Yeah, just family stuff for me is really starting to get in the way, which is frustrating. And then I'm thinking of running my own online event a bit later on this year as well. Something a bit different, a bit spicy. Still right, a bit like these guys, writing a scenario pack that's a bit unique, but doing something that's unique to online gaming to make it a little bit more special, something that you can't do on a weekend event. So spicing it up, changing the format a little bit. Yeah, we'll see. But ninth has got plenty of legs. Let's just try and keep pushing it with all these fun events this year and see what comes of it. So anyway, as I said, good luck to you. Good luck to everybody, but good luck to you with your empire.
Yeah,
Hopefully it's not
I'll need
win.
it.
That's
We all
my
know what will
hope.
happen because really I need to, soften up and then react to people. But I get bored.
Run at them. What's the worst that
Exactly.
can happen? Turn one charges,
You
sir.
need to dominate the table through aggression.
No
And you
one
know
gets
how to
away.
do that? Empire halberdiers and swordsmen.
That's it. What could go wrong?
Yeah.
Well, we'll find out soon.
And that's why I switched to playing warriors who are meant to run at people, unlike Empire, who are not. But still.
Well, we'll see, sir. We'll see. All the best. At least you're taking something fun that you want to use. So,
Yeah.
I remember this in Scotland, though, coming back in the car with you and Matt just moaning about Empire.
I was really happy, if you remember. I managed to not come last out of the Empire off. There was a few Empire players there.
You and
And
Matt.
I'd been, yeah, too. If you
Matt came
remember,
last.
we'd who was it? The Scottish guy,
Andy Lind.
Andy Lind.
Yeah.
That's right. I'd my because I'd been running around with the Witch Hunter,
That's
killing
it.
stuff.
Inquisitor,
Yeah,
son. Inquisitor.
Inquisitor, and my five knights killed his
Pew
shriek,
pew.
shriek. No, five knights charged the Shrieking Horror and killed it in a round.
Oh no, it was the previous game, wasn't it, against Shane Baxter with your
Yeah.
blooming stupid Inquisitor just going pew pew, take the behemoth off.
Yeah, pew, pew, pew. Yeah, not just take the root beer buff off. Oh, look at that, one round, nine wounds.
You bad man.
Yeah,
You bad, bad man.
and all I had to do was lose four other games to get that one where it goes perfectly.
That's it. But when it comes off, so it'd be like the prelate. There's gonna be a story where he just runs over in his Ranger's boots and just bops a scourge on the head or something. It's gonna be glorious.
It's not the actual. It's the potential, isn't it? When I played Kev with the Witch Hunter in the old days, because we'd had a warm-up game, and I'd just run up and killed the shrine. Just
Straight
run up.
back or something.
Oh, look, war shrine. Bang, bang, bang. You're dead. And so the next game, I'm just running around. It's just like, I'm hiding my shrine. I'm hiding.
You're not going to get a clear shot.
I mean, it doesn't. I had to roll a six to wound and then get multi-wound and the rest of it. But it's the fear.
Yeah, it always is, isn't it? It's like the
Yeah.
old vampires getting into your Inquisitor. It was like, no, I've learned
Oh
this. I'm not doing that. You're just going to get a cheeky three wounds. I found my Aegis save and I'm dead.
no.
No.
That's it.
But anyways, mate. Anyways. But a good show. Hopefully we'll be back soon. Talk about it. I hope maybe even get some of the guys on who went to the event, etc. But Anyway, just nice to be back. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yep, it's goodbye from him.
Goodbye from me. Adios. Glasses have come off.
Do you want to hear a joke about paper?
Go on.
Oh, never mind, it's terrible.
Oh no, that's poor, mate. Do better.
A friend of mine tried to annoy me with bird puns, but I soon realised that toucan play with that game.
Oh, still bad.
I bought a really expensive laxative from the pharmacy. It gave me a good run for my money. Oh,
oh, well, at least you ended on a low. Here you go. Here's a proper joke.